KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball action over the weekend, the Atlantic girls hosting their tournament on Saturday. It was a round-robin tournament with six teams involved. In the end of the day, St. Albert went 5-0 to capture the championship. Trainer went 4-1. Underwood was 3-2. Glenwood 2-3. Winterset 1-4. Atlantic lost their five matches Saturday. In match action, it was St. Albert topping Atlantic 2-0. St. Albert beat Winterset, Glenwood, Trainer, and Underwood all in two straight games. Trainer downed Atlantic 2-0. Trainer beat Winterset, Underwood, and Glenwood 2-0 as well. Underwood won a couple of matches, defeating Glenwood 2-1 and Atlantic 2-0. Underwood also beat Winterset 2 in a row. Winterset defeated Atlantic 2-1. It was Glenwood 2-1 over Atlantic, and Glenwood also downing Winterset in two straight. The all-tournament team included Catherine Leonard of Atlantic, along with Emma Bonnet of Underwood, Ellie McDonald of Winterset, Sydney McLaren of St. Albert, Lexi Petra of St. Albert, Brielle Smith of Glenwood, Sierra Stouter of Glenwood, Connor Sudman of Trainer, Abby Tarks of Trainer, and Maggie Wettingle of St. Albert, all making the all-tournament team in that tourney Saturday in Atlantic. Also Saturday in the Griswold tournament in pool play. In one of the pools, it was Clarinda defeating ACGC, AHSTW, and Griswold. Griswold downed ACGC and AHSTW, while ACGC defeated AHSTW. In the other pool action, it was Red Oak over Riverside 2-0. IKM Manning defeating Riverside. Southwest Valley downed Riverside. IKM Manning beat Southwest Valley. Red Oak over Southwest Valley. And IKM Manning topping Red Oak. In the semifinals of the tournament, it was Red Oak defeating Clarinda 2-0. And IKM Manning topping Griswold 2-0. Championship match saw Red Oak outlast IKM Manning 2-1. All-tournament team at that Griswold volleyball tournament Saturday included Michaela Hoying of ACGC, Danica Sunderman of Southwest Valley, Morgan Shuey of Southwest Valley, Faith Roselle of Griswold, Matea Peters of Griswold, Paige Osweiler of Riverside, Lauren Baer of Clarinda, Delaney Glasgow of Clarinda, Allie Statlander of IKM Manning, Kira Berry of IKM Manning, Dana Marsden of Red Oak, and Sierra Athen of Red Oak all made up the all-tournament team there. Also on Saturday, Shenandoah hosting a volleyball tournament. In pool play, Shenandoah defeated Stanton, Rockport, and Lennox. Stanton downed Rockport and Lennox, and Rockport defeated Lennox. In the other pool, it was Creston over Bedford, Essex defeating Bedford, Bedford downing Fremont Mills, Essex over Creston, Creston over Fremont Mills, and Essex defeating Fremont Mills. In the consolation round, it was Rockport taking fifth place with a 2-sweep over Bedford. Seventh place went to Fremont Mills with a 2-sweep over Lennox. In the semifinals, Essex downed Stanton while Shenandoah defeated Creston. The third place match saw Creston beat Stanton 2-1. In the championship, it was Essex winning the title with a 2-sweep over Shenandoah in that Shenandoah volleyball tournament on Saturday. Well, NFL action kicked off its first full Sunday of play yesterday, and wow, what a comeback by the Kansas City Chiefs. Hope you caught that game here on KJAN yesterday as Alex Smith dove for a touchdown on the first possession of overtime to complete the Chiefs' frantic rally from a 17-point fourth-quarter deficit as they beat the San Diego Chargers 33-27 in overtime in their season opener yesterday. Smith threw for 363 yards and two touchdowns, the second a back-shoulder fade to Jeremy Maclin with just over 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter that trimmed the Chiefs' deficit to 27-17. Cairo Santos kicked a 33-yard field goal a few minutes later, and after forcing a three and out, Spencer Ware finished off a four-play drive with a touchdown plunge to knot the game at 27. Kansas City needed 10 plays to march 75 yards in overtime, and Smith finished off one of the biggest comebacks in franchise history with his keeper from the two-yard line on a third and goal that sent Chiefs fans home happy yesterday. Elsewhere in the National Football League, it was Green Bay holding off Jacksonville 27-23. Minnesota rallies to beat Tennessee 25-16. Houston over Chicago 23-14. Tampa Bay downing Atlanta 31-24. Baltimore stifles Buffalo 13-7. Cincinnati just got by the New York Jets 23-22. Oakland rallies to beat New Orleans 35-34, a two-point conversion the difference. Philadelphia beat Cleveland 29-10. It was Seattle over Miami 12-10. The New York Giants edging Dallas 20-19. Detroit outscored Indianapolis 39-35. And it was New England over Arizona by a 23-21 final in NFL action yesterday. Well, the NFL is reviewing how the Panthers' medical team handled a hit to Cam Newton's head during Carolina's season-opening loss to Denver. The league says it wants to ensure the concussion protocol is being uniformly applied across all 32 teams. Newton took several hard hits in Thursday night's game, including one after which he appeared woozy. The union has questioned why Newton didn't undergo a cognitive exam on the sideline during that Thursday night contest. Well, Alabama remains the number one team in the Associated Press College football poll following the Crimson Tide's 38-10 win over Western Kentucky on Saturday. The Tide picked up 56 of 61 first-place votes, and they'll carry a 2-0 record into next week's SEC opener against Mississippi. Florida State received 4 first-place votes to move up a notch to second, followed by Ohio State and Michigan. Clemson dropped 3 places to 5th after a close call against Troy. Houston is 6th, followed by Stanford, Washington, Wisconsin, and Louisville. Oh, Georgia dropped from 9th to 16th after beating FCS Nicholls by just 26-24. Oklahoma State fell out of the poll following its controversial loss to Central Michigan, a setback in which the officials erroneously gave the ball to the Chippewas in what became a game-winning final play. The Iowa Hawkeyes, after their win Saturday over Iowa State, move up 3 spots in this week's AP poll as Iowa checks in at number 13 in the poll. As we mentioned, the officials who worked Saturday's Central Michigan-Oklahoma State game have been suspended. The Mid-American Conference says the 8-man officiating crew that botched the end of the game has been suspended for 2 games, and the Big 12 has announced that the 2-person video replay crew that worked the same game has also been suspended for 2 games. Officials mistakenly gave Central Michigan an untimed final play from midfield after Oklahoma State was penalized for intentional grounding while trying to run off the last 4 seconds of the fourth quarter with a 3-point lead. On that play, the Chippewas scored a touchdown on a long pass and then a lateral to win 30-27. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Ryan Braun hit a solo home run in the 9th inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1 Sunday. That drops the Cardinals back in the National League wild card race. The Cards are currently a half game behind the Mets for the second and final wild card slot. Braun connected off Kevin Segrist for his 27th homer of the season. St. Louis had tied it in the 8th inning when Matt Carpenter doubled and scored on Stephen Piscotty's sacrifice fly off of Tyler Thornburg, but Braun's homer in the 9th was the difference. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Miami beat the L.A. Dodgers 3-0. It was the Mets over Atlanta 10-3. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 8-0. Washington over Philadelphia 3-2. San Francisco topping Arizona 5-3. And Colorado in 10 innings, a 3-2 winner over San Diego. One interleague game last night saw the Chicago Cubs beat Houston by a final of 9-5. In the American League, Ian Kennedy and 3 relievers combined on a 2-hitter in the Kansas City Royals beat Chris Sale and the Chicago White Sox 2-0 Sunday. Kendry Morales homered on Sale's first pitch of the 2nd inning, and Eric Hosmer did the same in the 4th. The Royals won their 2nd straight to stay 4 games behind Baltimore for the final American League wildcard spot. Kennedy walked 4, but Adam Eaton's leadoff single was the only hit off the right-hander in 6 innings. He improved to 5-0 in his last 6 starts. Peter Moylan and Kelvin Herrera each threw a perfect inning before Wade Davis worked around Eaton's single and a walk in the 9th to pick up his 24th save of the season. In other American League action on Sunday, Tampa Bay beat the New York Yankees 4-2, Boston over Toronto 11-8, Baltimore beat Detroit 3-1, Cleveland down Minnesota 7-1, the Angels beat Texas 3-2, and it was Seattle edging Oakland by a final of 3-2. In golf, reigning U.S. champion Dustin Johnson now owns the lead in the FedEx Cup points race after winning the BMW Championship at Crooked Stick. Johnson closed with a 5-under 67 for a 23-under total in his 3rd victory in his last 8 tournaments. He saw a 4-stroke lead vanish before he answered with consecutive birdies on the back 9. Paul Casey finished 3 shots back and 3 ahead of Roberto Castro. And in tennis, Stan Wawrinka has become the oldest U.S. Open men's champion in 46 years. The 3rd-seeded Wawrinka wore down Novak Djokovic and knocked off the defending champion 6-7, 6-4, 7-5, and 6-3. Wawrinka had dropped 19 of his previous 23 meetings with Djokovic before capturing his first U.S. Open championship and his 3rd overall Grand Slam title. All three of his major championships have been highlighted by victories against Djokovic, including the 2014 Australian Open quarterfinals and last year's French Open final. The 31-year-old Wawrinka is the oldest U.S. Open men's champion since Ken Rosewall, who was 35 years old when he won in 1970. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.